We are going with Winning Wednesday today, and the topic that we'll be going over is pharmacology on today. Hi, everybody. Can you hear me okay? Everybody hear me? Let me know. And congratulations to everybody's top that it is passing. I see you in the comments already. You are here. We're going over neomycin sulfate today. And the reason why I want to go over neomycin sulfate, I know that we have it in the quick facts. Give me the page. Give me the page. Neomycin sulfate. The reason why I want to go over it is because there are some safety points in the clinical priorities about this particular medication that you don't want to miss out on. All right, so that's our topic for today. And for those of you who are studying, this comes from Quick Facts, which is half of my NCLEX review. So if you already have this book, then you are halfway through the program. What you're probably missing is this book right here, which is the lecture video and the workbook for that. Now, if you have both of these books, if you have everything, then congratulations, you're in my full program and you're either using it to pass your NCLEX or your exit HESI exam. And that means that you have a plan. You have a plan. I don't mind when people tell me that they failed the NCLEX or that they failed their HESI. I do mind when you don't have a plan of moving forward or what you're going to do next. So if you're just casually watching this and you don't have a plan, I 100% encourage you, go, 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 get into that full course so that you can take the next steps. And it's something that you definitely need to be able to do in order, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of any subject, okay? It's something that you need to be able to do if you're going to find success in this area, if you're going to find success in this area. All right, so this is Winning Wednesday. It's all about winning. It's all about doing what you need to do to get your nursing license. Of course, our topic will be half of Quick Facts. And I'm just really happy about tonight because we're already starting it off with great news. I see here David says this. He says, I took my NCLEX on Monday the 8th and I passed. I'm officially a RN, officially RN. Some people said they have my program. Hi, Remar family. I'm ready to learn today. I hope you are all doing well. I have a plan. I can, I will, and I must pass NCLEX. That is an amazing plan. I also have a Remar nurse that will be joining us today. And so this is an amazing, get ready to type on the screen. This is an amazing congratulations day for everyone. And hello, Remar nurse in the house. How are you?
Hello, I'm good, Regina. How are you?
I am very good. I am very good. Please, I
Good.
have over 500 people watching right now, which is really exciting. And I want you to tell them who you are and what good news you have today.
Okay, so my name is Carissa, and I am officially a Remar nurse. I passed my NCLEX on March 28th using V2 and Quick Facts, and I'm just so grateful. I have previously took the NCLEX 3 times back in 2021 because I graduated nursing school in December of 2020. But yeah, I'm a Remar nurse. I passed.
So tell me, what made you want to try again after failing 3 times? What made you just not just throw in the towel, but want to keep going?
Yes, so I honestly was tired of living paycheck to paycheck. I told myself that there is no reason that I should be living paycheck to paycheck when I have my BSN and I have the opportunity to be a nurse. I was just a test away, literally a test away. So I'm like, I
I love
literally.
that being. Yeah, I love that being just a test away. How did you find Remar?
So actually, my sister-in-law told me about Remar nurse, and she passed using V2, and so now I'm here.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Hey, what state are you in?
I'm in Texas.
You're in Texas. Congratulations. Now, what would you say to someone who maybe they're just watching the YouTube videos of Remar, they don't have the full program, but they are just watching the YouTube videos. Talk to me the difference about just watching my social media and actually doing the full program.
So yes, watching the social media is literally just a glimpse of what is in the V2. Once you actually get into the V2, you are learning content, and content is what you need to pass the NCLEX. I honestly don't care how many questions you do. It does not matter. You are able to answer the questions correctly on NCLEX because you do have the knowledge and the content to answer the questions and to weed out the wrong answers on NCLEX as well. So know your content. If you don't know anything else, get into V2, get the content, and study quick facts every single day, because that's what I did as well.
Now, nurse, how long did you study for this time that you passed the NCLEX? How long did you study for?
Yes. So I started studying at the end of January, and then I passed at the end of March. So roughly a little less than 2 months.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Okay. That's amazing. And what advice would you give to somebody who they've never taken NCLEX before? They don't know what to expect. What would you tell them to expect on their test day?
Okay, so one thing I will tell them to expect on their test day is to honestly don't go in expecting to get 85 questions. I know whenever I did not get 85 questions, I kind of became discouraged, but I'm like, nope, you're doing great. Just be easy on yourself and just remember what you learned in V2. And that's honestly what helped me as well. And I also did not study the night before. It was so tempting. I feel like that there were so many things that I still needed to cram in. And I'm so glad that I didn't, because the certain topics that I was going to cram in was not on my NCLEX exam. So I'm like, oh, I'm so grateful. I know. So, but yes, just stay focused. And now is the time to really just press in and really study. Honestly, the things that you're so used to doing can wait, such as maybe going out to eat with friends or just whatever you do in your extra time. Use that to study for your exam, because if you study now and work hard now, then you can relax later once you have your license. So just really use this time to really crackle down and just study.
How happy are you now that you have finally passed the NCLEX?
Yes, I am so excited. I don't know. I'm gonna be honest. I did not think that I could pass NCLEX just because of how discouraged I became after failing for 3 times. But honestly, studying V2, I became so confident in learning my knowledge that I learned in nursing school all over again. But yes, I just love how V2 is set up, because I feel like it's designed to make the nurses confident in what we are studying as well. So I definitely gained a lot of confidence in going through the entire program, and even receiving the little certificate that we received after we completed that boosted my confidence as well. So
I just went back honestly, and I took the final exam 1 and 2 in the V2 so hard.
Yes.
That exam is so hard. I was like, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. So if you got the certificate from V2, that means you did not give up. You were so, you deserve that license. I have so many things I want to ask you, but I'm not going to keep you. Okay. Final thing I want to ask you is, so what do you think was the problem before?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was not committed at all. So previously I studied using UWorld and Simple Nursing, and that does not give us the content that we need for NCLEX. And in addition to that, I was not committed. I still was on social media all the time. I still use my time in ways that I should not have been using my time. I should have been studying versus just scrolling on social media. So this time around, I deleted my social media for the entire time that I was studying. I did not watch any television. I'm like, I can and I will, and I must pass this NCLEX. So I literally, removed all distractions that was taking up unnecessary time. And here I am.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for talking about the sacrifices that it takes to position yourself for success. And that's with anything, but particularly with this exam, you can't have a whole bunch of things going on while you're preparing, even good things. Like, you might have to say no to good things while you're preparing. So thank you so much for talking about that. Somebody said, did you study daily, nightly? Like, what was your study pattern?
Yes, so I studied during the day, maybe like an hour during the day and then 2 hours at night, because I felt like it was a lot easier for me to study once my daughter was asleep. She's 9 years old. So I really used the nighttime to really study and to watch the lectures. And also, I want to say, whenever I did go through quick facts, I did not move on until I was able to like quiz myself on what I learned. So I would literally like fold the book over and like ask myself the questions and then answer it. And if I didn't get it, I would go over it again.
Right. You got to do it. You have to do it. You have to do it. Wow. Incredible. So you literally did the work and you got the results.
Yes, literally. And if you don't do the work, then you can't really expect the results. It's not going to just magically happen. No, you have to put in the work.
Yeah. This is your testimonial. And why did you come back here? Why did you feel the need to come back here and give your testimony?
Because I feel like that it would help someone. Because I know like the previous Remar nurses who have passed their NCLEX, their testimonies helped me. So I was so eager and I literally could not wait to tell my testimony, because I know that, you know, whenever we do fail NCLEX, it can become discouraging. But also I wanted to give my testimony to just stress the importance of the sacrifice that is needed to pass this exam. And like you said, good things. Like, I remember I would tell my daughter, you know, I'm studying just a second. She'll be like, oh, I can't wait till you pass your exam. But, you know, I still spend time with her. But, you know, just the extra things that we used to do, I kind of just cut that out for the time being. And now we're able to do whatever we can on the weekend. So,
yes, that's amazing. So, I mean, and that's the thing. That's the beauty of NCLEX, because it immediately changes. It's weird because it's like you have to sacrifice so much to get the NCLEX pass, but then once you pass it, you regain freedom. You have like this freedom now. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on here. It's been just a true blessing. Honestly, anybody that has seen your testimony today, consider that the reason you showed up.
Yes.
Just to hear that you can't just do it passively. You have to put in the work. It's your dream. The dream is free, but the rent to pay for the dream is due every single day.
Yes.
That's just what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So congratulations. What's next for you? What are you going to be doing next?
So I honestly want to work with kids. I love pediatrics. So, but I'm not sure what specialty in pediatrics yet, but I definitely want to work with children. So I've applied to one Pete's residency, but I haven't heard anything back yet. But if I don't get into like a pediatric residency program, then I'm going to just start with adults, maybe med search to gain, you know, my skills again, that solid foundation, and then transfer to Pete.
So many options, options to now where you can work at. And I pray you get in PEDS, because we need nurses in PEDS that actually want to be there. And so your ministry in pediatrics is well, well appreciated by parents like myself. So God bless you. All the best to you and your family. And congratulations, officially congratulations from Team Remar. And you will be hearing from me. Okay. So have a great night and thank you so much for coming. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
You guys, this is the whole entire reason why I come on here on Mondays and Wednesdays, so that you can also come on here and give your testimony. The V2 program is ready for you, is waiting on you to get started. And so those of you who have recently joined, I am looking for your testimonial as well. Because honestly, if you study the information, you will be able to clear those NCLEX questions. Whether you do it in 85 or 150 questions, nobody's going to ask. Honestly, no patient is ever going to ask if you passed NCLEX in 85 or if you passed it in 150. The idea, and I love what she said, is just how can I give up when I'm just one test away? That's what I want to ask you. How can you give up? You're just one test away. So the V2 is there to train you. It's training you for that one big test. One big test. So do what you need to do. Make the sacrifices. Some of y'all need to be off social media. You only allow it on Mondays and Wednesdays, and that's it for class. Otherwise, get off of it. All right. You don't have time. There's too much to do. So we're going to talk about, get to my page, neomycin sulfate. If you don't have V2, go to remarnurse.com and get into V2. Check it out. Okay. We're going to talk about neomycin sulfate. And as I was doing this topic, 57, neomycin sulfate, of course, we're talking pharmacology. Now, I have some questions that I wrote down for you. Let me get them out. I put them in my phone so I wouldn't forget. Okay, question number one. You guys ready? Neomycin sulfate. Just put yes or no. And this is just for me. I'm assuming that everybody here has quick facts and you've studied this topic. That's what I'm here for today. And we are making sure that the major points in this book you have. So my first question is, does neomycin sulfate, will it treat a fungal infection? I'm on page 57. Neomycin sulfate. Nurse Thompson, thank you so much. I passed my NCLEX PN using Remar V2. It is awesome, and I recommend you all to get her program. Thank you so much for coming on and saying that. Okay, so I asked the question, neomycin sulfate, will it treat a fungal infection? I see some no's. I see a few yeses, and I see some no's. Okay, so that correct answer is neomycin sulfate, not going to treat a fungal infection. That's no. Will neomycin sulfate treat a viral infection? Will neomycin sulfate treat a viral infection? No, as well. Okay. So you guys know that. Okay, so you guys know that. Neomycin sulfate is an antibacterial medication. It's an antibacterial, so that means no for viruses, no for fungal infections. Now, let me ask this question. Will neomycin sulfate affect the vaccine, the typhoid vaccine? If your patient has to get typhoid vaccine, is it okay with neomycin sulfate? What do you guys say? Come on in if you're late. We're just starting. And some people are like, oh, I don't know about that one. Okay. So for when you're on a strong antibacterial or antibiotic like neomycin, like an aminoglycoside, they can affect vaccinations, okay? They can affect vaccinations. Like typhoid is a bacterial vaccination. So it can affect the efficiency of that vaccine. All right. Good. So this is important. Everything that I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you because NCLEX can ask you this in some form or on a case study or something like that, okay? So there's some other points in this book that we will also be going over, but let's get into the formal presentation, neomycin sulfate. Let's go, you're here to learn. So neomycin sulfate, we know this is an aminoglycoside, all right? So we are looking at it as an antibiotic. Now, one thing that's important about neomycin sulfate is that some antibiotics are just for gram negative and some are for gram positives. We have to know that in nursing school, but not so much when it comes to NCLEX, whether it treats gram negative or gram positive. One thing about neomycin sulfate, and what makes it even more powerful, is that it treats both gram negative and gram positive bacteria. That's pretty big. All right. So this also includes Staphylococcus aureus, which can be extremely serious. Now, it also has neomycin, also has antimicrobial effects against Escherichia coli and Kelbelsia intero in vitro. All right. Neomycin sulfate, like other antibiotics, does not treat funguses or viral infections such as the common cold. So I wanted to make sure that we went over that. Now, neomycin sulfate is limited to the routes that it can be given. So it's going to be given topical or it's going to be given PO. That's it. These are the indications here for my readers or people who like to listen to me as they're driving at work. People say they don't even watch the YouTube. These are my audio learners and they just listen. So let me read this for my audio learners. The reason why we would give neomycin sulfate topically is because it is used to treat superficial infections. So this covers the management of superficial infections caused by gram-negative and staphylococci bacteria, like I said. Also, neomycin sulfate is given as a prophylaxis in surgery, meaning it is used orally or with other medications for patients who are undergoing specifically abdominal surgery or those at risk for opportunistic infections, such as some sort of gastrointestinal bacteria. And the reason why you want to give neomycin sulfate before an abdominal surgery is because it is going to essentially sterilize the bowels, sterilize the intestines. And so when something is sterile, what does that mean? What does that mean to sterilize something? And this is very big because our gastrointestinal tract, like our mouth, is never sterile. Okay. So when we're sterilizing it, yeah, Tiffany's like, we're just cleaning it. Yeah. So, but we are not just cleaning it. We are like deep cleaning it. Like, you know how on Sunday mornings when your mom makes you clean up and when she puts on like Earth, Wind, and Fire or Luther Vandross and you really have to deep clean the house? That's what neomycin sulfate does. It deep cleans the bowels. So it's free from bacteria. And so this helps before surgery for a patient. Yes. Also, neomycin sulfate can be given in hepatic comas where you have encephalopathic individuals. And essentially their ammonia level is really high. They're in some sort of liver failure. And so they become in a condition called hepatic coma. And so this can be used to lower ammonia levels. Common side effects of giving this medication are nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. So you're going to have some GI upset when this medication is given. The serious side effects are many. There's just a lot. And that's why this medication is only reserved for pretty much bowel sterilization or if a patient has some sort of very serious skin infection, but you have drowsiness and confusion, mood changes, increased thirst. These are all general loss of appetite, weight gain, shortness of breath, shallow breathing. This is a big one. Hearing problems. This is aminoglycoside, so it can cause ototoxicity. You have spinning sensations, feeling like you might pass out, loss of balance or coordination, just same thing as trouble walking, numbness or tingly feeling under the skin. There are many side effects, as you guys can see. Muscle twitching, seizures, swelling, stomach cramps, and diarrhea that can be watery or bloody. There are some drug interactions that you can write in your quick facts, okay? You can write in your quick facts here, the drug interactions for neomycin sulfate. So if your patient is on neomycin sulfate and you also see that they're prescribed warfarin, then this can make the patient be more at risk for bleeding, okay? Remember, if a patient is taking an oral medication, really, if your patient's taking an oral medication and they are given neomycin sulfate, because it's going to disrupt, okay, because it's going to disrupt the gastrointestinal flora, the absorption rate of the medications are going to be inhibited. So penicillin, if your patient is on oral vitamin B12 or methotrexate, these are examples of medications that will be inhibited by neomycin sulfate. Also, how about this very important one, digoxin. The digoxin absorption in the gastrointestinal tract will be restricted if it is taken with neomycin. And diuretics, this is huge. Because, and this is not so much the effectiveness of the medication, this is the potency of the medication. So diuretics with the combined use of neomycin with a potent diuretic should be avoided because some diuretics can cause ototoxicity. And we already know that neomycin toxicity also can affect a patient's hearing. So just really good points to know. There are some other ones here. Neomycin sulfate may trigger an allergic reaction. So that is very important. If NCLEX, say NCLEX is saying you have to give a patient neomycin sulfate, what is the most important thing to monitor or what is the highest priority to monitor? What they're going to do is they're going to say, is it the patient's potassium level? Is it the patient's vital signs or is it an allergic reaction? When you are administering this medication, the priority is what? The allergy. And you have to be, when it comes to NCLEX, remember the devil is in the details, meaning you have to be able to read those little environmental cues. Next-gen NCLEX always is going to give you the environment, the timing, the circumstance. And so if it says you are administering a medication, when you are administering a medication, allergies, okay? Before administering a medication, if you're reading an order, going over orders, then that's when you look at electrolytes, labs, histories. Okay, I hope that makes sense and you caught that. Pregnancy, neomycin can also harm the fetus when given to a pregnant woman. And then neomycin aminoglycosides, they should not be encouraged to women who are breastfeeding because this medication can be excreted in human milk. Other contraindications is if a patient already has disorders of the digestive system, then neomycin can raise the risk of other intestinal issues in clients who have particularly bowel obstruction, inflammatory or ulcerative gastrointestinal disease, muscular disorders. I have this in the quick facts. I hope you pointed this out in your studying. Neomycin can make muscle weakness worse. So, for NCLEX, if your patient has myasthenia gravis or Parkinsonism or Parkinson's disease, neomycin makes the muscles weak. And that's not something that you would naturally put together because this is an antibiotic. And so if you're reading the clinical priorities and you take hold of them, this demonstrates that you have actually studied and prepared for this test. Just knowing that point is major. And so that is why, again, it requires that your real due diligence to clear a test like the NCLEX. It is not something that you're going to just know passively. I don't like when people sell you tricks and tips to get around the NCLEX. It really is about being able to save somebody's life or improve their quality of life. And so here, myasthenia gravis, if you understand. So myasthenia gravis is on page 56 of Quick Facts. And this point about myasthenia gravis here is on 57. And so if you're really studying, then you would make that connection between these two, right? If you're spending time. So there you go. All right. Let's do this. And this particular medication is so important. Okay. It's so important that it has its own section. That's what I want you to take hold of. There are some things that require you to just spend a little bit more time with. And because this is a very specialized medication and because it can have different interactions and things like that, it has its own section in Quick Facts. All right. Moving on. And of course, we mentioned this briefly, and it just says ear conditions, client with anybody that has a perforated tympanic membrane or some kind of tympanostomy tube should not be given neomycin, you know, at all due to the possibilities of ototoxicity. Precautions. It is important for a patient to complete the full course of this medication as prescribed by the doctor. So they should not skip doses or don't stop taking it abruptly, even if they begin to feel better. You guys know this is what we tell patients about antibiotics, because they can make their antibiotics come back worse and they develop a super infection that is drug resistant. Neomycin sulfate can also impair the effectiveness of bacterial vaccinations, including the typhoid vaccine. And newborns and premature babies may be at a greater risk to the drug's side effects, particularly the problems with hearing. All right. And you have two options as Remar nurses to tonight try or continue to study, because again, this is very this is a very surface overview of the content. I'm still expecting you to be able to study this. People are asking, well, where are you getting this? What are you reading from? So I'm reading from Quick Facts, but the lecture portions of this program are in V2. And so you should either be, tell me which one you're in. Are you in the free trial of V2? Or are you having the full program? I want to know who's coming to class tonight. There's almost 1,000 of you. Who is in the room? You have the V2, are you in the free trial? Okay, I think it's time now for NCLEX questions. And these questions can be found in, these questions can be found in your question bank of V2. Okay, question bank in V2. So when you are doing the lectures and you're studying for Quick Facts, I do think that it is cool to go into the question bank and you can pick the topics that you want to study. So if you want to do pharmacology, you can do pharmacology. If you want to do maternity, if you want to do case studies, then you can do that. So here's the first question. And what you're going to see is how the questions look in V2. Remember, the second icon is your question bank. That is where you can find all of your questions in the V2. So let's go. Let's see how we have done on this topic. All right. So question number one says this. Okay. And remember, if you're looking at your left-hand panel, the second icon that looks kind of like, it looks like a bank to me. All right. So the first one looks like a house. And the second one looks like a bank, which makes sense because this comes from the question bank. Click on that and you will go to your, okay, you will go to your questions. So the nurse prepares to administer neomycin to a client before abdominal surgery. The client asks the nurse about the purpose of administering neomycin. What is the best response that the nurse should give? Number one, to reduce the side effects of anesthesia after surgery, 2, to prevent flu infection before the surgery, 3, to control bleeding and faster wound healing, or 4, to reduce the risk of infection at the surgical site. Ah, I see everybody saying we know about neomycin sulfate. Thank you so much for attending this class and studying the content with me. Correct answer. You are so right. We are given neomycin sulfate to reduce the risk of infection at the surgical site. Okay, let's do question number 2. Mm-hmm. The nurse reviews the medication list of a client with hepatic coma receiving oral neomycin. Which of the following medications is considered not safe to combine with neomycin? Number 1, beta blockers. 2, sulfonylureas. 3, diuretics. 4, H2 agonists. Come on and give me the right answer. It's Winning Wednesdays. And one of the things that we do, no matter how crazy the week is, no matter what you have been doing, it's important for you to take time out and show up to class. And then you can say today, well, at least I studied. I came to Winning Wednesday. So the correct answer, you are right. If you picked number 3, great job. Neomycin sulfate with diuretics should be avoided because they both can cause and produce ototoxicity in our patients. Very good. I'm moving on to question number 3. After completing the prescribed dose, the client visits the clinic for a follow-up consultation. Which of the following assessments should the nurse perform for the client? And we're talking about neomycin sulfate here. Number 1, 24-hour Holter monitoring. 2, audiometry. 3, a blood culture. Or 4, fecal occult blood test. Oh, what is going to be the correct answer here? We're doing critical thinking. And we are talking about... What is, remember, NCLEX is safety. So the most important thing that the nurse should be looking for, and this is divided, I have different answers here. Correct answer is 2, okay? Because the neomycin ototoxicity mainly is going to affect the sensory cells of the cochlea, and this can cause irreversible deafness. Very important. So we need to measure the patient's hearing and making sure that there's no hearing loss. This is safety. Okay. And final question today is this. The nurse monitors a client with ulcerative colitis and is set for a proctalectomy. Okay. Before giving the neomycin oral tablet order, which of the following findings should require referral to the doctor first? Number 1, a blood sugar level of 5.6. 2, a GFR of 35. 3, constipation. Or 4, a loose bowel movement. All right, you showed up for class today. I'm asking you to critically think here. You know about neomycin. You have a situation here. And I gave you what was important for us to look at. And remember, I told you, NCLEX is going to give you the environment, the situation, and the timing. It's very important that you look at those things. So if we are doing that, then, and this is the thing, right? Here we go. With NCLEX, all of the answers are correct. You can call the doctor about any of these things, but the question is asking, what is the what? What is the priority? What is the priority? So what do you call the doctor about first. And that's where some of us are going to struggle, is the prioritization, because we can in our minds explain why we think this is the right answer. And it sounds right. It seems right in our minds. We're explaining it to ourselves. Some people are saying loose bowel movement. This is the right answer because if I give the neomycin sulfate, it's going to make the patient have more diarrhea. And we don't want that. And that can lead to dehydration, right? Some people are saying, well, the blood glucose level is a little bit elevated. So I want to make sure that the doctor knows the patient is, maybe they are, you know, climbing up. We kind of want it to be, actually, this is more like the long-term, the looking at the hemoglobin A1C levels, right? So it's climbing up there, right? We want it to be less than 6. So we could call the doctor about that. So here we go. The correct answer is number 2, okay? That GRF is low. So actually it's 35. Here the option is 35. I think I might have changed it. 35 or 55. Both of those are low. So that is going to be the correct answer, because what did I say? We're talking about before we're giving the medication. So before you're giving the medication, this is when you're going to look at the patient's laboratory values. You're going to look at their abnormal assessments before you give it to see if this patient is appropriate for the medication. And if my patient's, what is the norm? Somebody put what the normal is. If my patient's GRF is 55 or even 35, then I know that this medication is already going to cause some ototoxicity and nephrotoxicity. Okay. Yes. Right. And so we are not happy here. And so these are the things, somebody said, I knew it. I knew it. I like that. So these are the things that we are just trying to master. And if you came to class and you learned one new thing, then it was worth it for you. And I think this is the first time, if you guys have been watching me for a while, this is the first time that I really put an emphasis on the environment and the timing when it comes to pharmacology. So I want to do pharmacology more, because actually you should be picking up on those cues. Is this the situation before I give the medication? Am I actively giving the medication, or is it after I've given the medication? Okay. And so are we comfortable with those types of questions, or do we need to do more content? All right. Because the situations will change based on the medications. So today we did quick facts. This is one of the staples of the program. Every nursing student should have this book. So you're having quick facts for NCLEX. If you're preparing for NCLEX, and you are having quick facts for nursing school, okay? If you are in nursing school, and then V2 is where we get our content and our case studies, questions, and those things like that. So really, if you are here today and you're in the REMAR world, you have a lot to do. You don't even have time for other programs. You don't have time to combine this program with anything else if you are studying appropriately. And if you have quick facts, let me just put this reference here. If you are only having quick facts right now, you need to get my lectures, but don't neglect the study calendar that is in this book. Okay. So on this page, this is the study calendar for quick facts. And so if you have the study calendar, then you know you can finish this book in 3 weeks, because it is 5 days a week and then the weekends off. 5 days a week and then the weekends off. So if you're doing 5 days a day, and it'll tell you exactly what you're doing that day. So the first day on Monday, you're doing quick facts, pages 1 through 10. And then you're going to go on the back to quick facts pharmacology. You're going to do allergy medications. You're going to do analgesics. You're going to do antibiotics. And you're also going to do anticoagulants. Okay. And then Tuesday, pharmacology only. And then Wednesday, pages and pharmacology. when you have quick facts, I'll always have you studying some from the front and then the pharmacology from the back, because you never want to wait until the very end to just study pharmacology. You should always be studying pharmacology pretty much every time you sit down, because it is like learning a new language. Okay. Is the quick facts for nursing school good for the RN program? Absolutely. It's good for the RN program or the PN program. If you're actively in school, consider the quick facts for NCLEX. Matter of fact, you should have it. If you're studying for NCLEX, this book you should have. Okay. Great. I have not noticed that plan calendar. Thank you. Yes, it's right there. Also, the V2 program, when you have the full program with the lectures, there is also a daily study calendar for that as well. I don't have it with me, but it is in the file vault. The study calendar was confusing. I just got it right now. Okay, so that's good. I'm glad I was able to clear that up for you. Okay, this is the study calendar for the V2 program. For those of you who have it and you may have never seen it before, I just want to make note that every time you are studying in a study session. Okay, that's what I call those studies, those days that you're studying. I call them study sessions. So in the program, there's only 20 study sessions. Let's just look at study session number 3. Okay, study session number 3. Every time you study, guys, I have you doing 3 simple things. You are watching something, you are reading something, and then you're answering something. That's it. Okay. Now, study session number 3, what are you watching? Just 2 videos. That's it. You're watching orthopedics and basic care and comfort. What are you reading? You're just reading your study session number 2 notes. Okay. And then you're answering the 3 exams that are right there. That's it. And so that means for study session number 3, what you don't have to do that day is you don't have to study from quick facts and you don't have to do any questions in the question bank. And that's very important, because at the end of the 20 study sessions, you will have gone through quick facts and have done questions in the question bank, but you don't have to do it every day. And so that's how this program is manageable and people are able to get through it. Let's go back to the calendar. Okay, so this is an example of where you're really just watching the lecture videos and you're really working in V2. You're not studying from quick facts and you're not doing the question bank. Let's go down to study session number. This is good. Let's go down to study session number. Let's go to eight. Okay, study session number 8. What are you doing? What are you watching? You're watching 3 videos. You're going to watch body positions, disaster management, and herbal management, which are about herbal medications. And then for the reading, now this time you are going to read your study notes and you are going to do pharmacology in the back of quick facts. So there are days when you do quick facts plus lectures. So the pharmacology that you're going to read are anticonvulsants, antidotes, antineoplasmics, and antiparkinsons. Okay. And then the answering, you're going to go into the question bank and you're going to create quizzes. Now you can do any subject that you like in that question bank. So you can pick one of your pharmacology topics. You can do your lecture topics that you've done. You can do next gen case studies. Those are the things that you're working at in the question bank. But look here, I say only 30 to 45 minutes. That's it. That's more than enough after you're studying, because our focus is always on the content. That's where our focus is. And so the question bank will give you all of those next gen question types. But what's more important is that you have watched those lectures and you have done your quick facts reading. So once you do those 20 study sessions, the program is complete. It is complete, but it requires you to be consistent. I met people who've purchased V2 and they've never done anything in there. They've never opened it. They've never watched a video. They just have it at home. They just have it on their computer. So I really want you to work through it. And then after the 20 study sessions, you have two computer adaptive exams that you are able to take. I always say wait and do these last because these are 5-hour cumulative exams. And it is to simulate the NCLEX. It is to simulate the NCLEX or even be harder than the NCLEX, honestly. And so if you can get through my CAT exams, I surely say you are prepared for the NCLEX. So this is the whole idea of the program, for you to have everything in one place. This is my study plan. This is what people are using when they come on here. It's not just my social media. And so if you don't have my V2, you can go ahead and try it. Just try it out for free. No credit card needed. No nothing. All you have to do is put your name and email, verify your email, and then check it out. And yes, you'll have access to both lectures and the question bank in V2. So give it a try. You lose nothing. You lose nothing for trying it out. Okay. All right, guys. So that was Winning Wednesday. We have some really great things coming up for everybody to attend. I know people have been asking, like, where are you going next? Our next event will be a community event that everybody can attend. I also have something special coming up for my international nurses as well. So good things. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel, YouTube, or my Facebook so that you can just track what we have coming out for you. A lot of you are testing very, very soon. So I will say this, be confident in what you have been doing, okay? Be confident. Stop second guessing yourself. Very bad habit. I want you to stop it right now. Stop that second guessing yourself. But at the same token, I know that there are some of you out of the 800 that are watching who have a test date and you have not been studying and you know you have not been consistent. And so what I want you to do is I want you to consider changing that date so that you can actually prepare for this exam. Don't go into the exam just kind of like, I'm just going to go in there and see what happens. If you have that type of mentality, I'm going to tell you what happens. You're not going to pass. All right. So give yourself the opportunity to actually train for the exam. That's what I want you to do. Okay. Give yourself the opportunity to be in a position for success. And it is an opportunity. It is an opportunity. If you have an NCLEX test date, so many people want to be where you are. It's so hard to get an NCLEX test date. So if you have one, treasure it and prepare for it. Okay. So thank you for coming to class. We indeed reviewed neomycin sulfate. Okay. What a great topic. I loved it. I loved going over it and just going over pharmacology. Never can you know too much pharmacology. And so there were a lot of safety points that we were able to master on today. I will see you again. When is the class? Monday. We got a class coming up on Monday at noon Eastern Standard Time, and we will just pick up. This is a very lively, very interactive study group. The comments make this amazing. You make this amazing by sharing all of your knowledge. Thank you so much to the Remar nurses that come on here and give their testimonial. Very inspiring. Very inspiring. We are all struggling with something while we're trying to pass this test. So if we can just encourage each other, it will make the world of difference to know you are not alone on this journey. You are not alone on this journey. There are many people who are studying and praying and cheering for you. And I'm one of those. So I love you guys so much. Thank you for just being a blessing to this ministry. Thank you for your presence and your attention. You could be anywhere. You could be anywhere, but you're here. And so that means that you're serious about getting your nursing license. You want to see the results of your hard work. You want to see the results. So I will see you on Monday. If you have any questions, please just send an email to me, support@remarreview.com, support@remarreview.com. And we'll look forward to hearing from you. We sure will. All right, you guys, have a good night and I'll see you later. Bye-bye.